All-Star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cannot imagine being so disgusted with service at a restaurant that I would leave no tip. Zero tip. Now, we're not talking about, like, should I tip at the coffee shop? Or, they're asking for so dang many tips these days. Zero tip at a regular restaurant. Is that acceptable after receiving bad service? 651-461-9226. Washington Post reporting on a YouGov survey about the dining public. And they asked 40 different questions. But this one stood out to me, because more than half of Americans think it's acceptable to leave no tip. 51%. Now, who do you think is more okay with stiffing the wait staff, men or women? 651-461-9226. I'll reveal the answer in a bit, but I want to hear your feedback on that first. Now, this survey didn't explain what bad service is, but you know what bad service is, right? You've experienced it. I've experienced it. We've all had bad service. But there's a social contract when you go out to eat. The contract is that you leave a tip. That's the deal. If you don't like it, don't go to a place where you sit down and eat. You should always leave a tip. Do people leave no tip to send a message, or is it so you feel tough or self-righteous or in control? Because I have to think, if you're a server and you get no tip, you just think that those people were jerkwads. You don't think that you gave terrible service. Like, is the message you're delivering the message that's being received? I highly doubt it. 651-461-9226. Let's talk to Linda in Champlin. Linda, you are on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Zero tip. No tip. Have you ever done it? Would you ever do it?
Yes.
Linda, what happened?
Well, I don't remember the circumstances, except that it was really rotten service, and the waitress was a little bit surly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, well, really well. I tipped 20% plus for good service. So this isn't good service. They're not getting anything. I don't get a bonus when I used to work and did a great job or did a bad job,
right? I don't get a bonus if I do a good job or a bad job. So I hear you. Like.
Right. Right. That's life.
So you view, Linda, a tip as like a bonus. Is that?
Well, no. I guess that was not the.
Not that word, but. But it was so bad. Like, how bad does it have to be? Have you done this often where you've done a zero tip?
No,
or is it?
It
was just a rare circumstance. Yeah.
It has to be really bad.
Do you tell them? Like, do you? Because I wonder if they just think, man, that Linda is sure, or did they? Do they know? Like, oh, I kind of screwed up. I did a bad job for Linda.
I think they know, because I would complain about, you know, we're not getting our food.
Yeah.
You didn't get it right, or looks like you had a bad day. I mean,
You gave the chances.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Linda,
and it's hard work. I recognize.
Yeah.
And that's why I like to give them tips, because I know it supplements their income.
When it's a good one.
They work very, very hard. But if you don't work hard enough.
Yeah, you're not getting it. Linda, thank you for the call. Linda has more. She either has more guts than me or more or something. I can't imagine. Now, a texter who is a server. So they say. I believe. I've been a server for decades. No, you should not always leave a tip. There are super bad servers out there. If they don't earn the tip, why should they get one? I couldn't.
But let me.
Because how do you know it's the server's fault? What if it's the, you know, what? So say your food doesn't come out right or whatever. That's the kitchen's fault. So, like, you're going to penalize the server because the cook screwed up?
I mean.
Well, you just don't know is my point.
Well, but I mean, there. I think there are cues where you can tell if a server has. If you've told a server that you want something a certain way and it doesn't come out that way and the server gives you a befuddled look like, why didn't you have said, well, you did say that. Well, then you can know it's on the server.
Right.
Let me ask you this, because when you're out someplace, I mean, not always, not like you're universally recognized.
Right.
But people generally know who you are when you're out in public. If that wasn't the case, if you could be truly anonymous, if you're in South Carolina,
I've thought about it. This is a very valid question.
Then
when I'm on vacation,
are you more tempted in that case to use the tip as, you know, like a grade of the service level?
Yes.
And that's fair.
I still would never go down to zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it would have to be.
I would never go to zero.
Dramatically, egregiously bad service before I'd go down to zero.
Because, and the reason I say no is because it is the social contract. Now, do I think it's fair? No. Like, I think it's ridiculous that restaurant, like the minimum wage for a server in Wisconsin is like a texter saying under $3 an hour.
Right.
Which many states, most states have some sort of server minimum wage that's below the regular minimum wage. So, sort of the way the world has decided to set this experience up is that it's sort of our job in the form of tip to pay some of their wage. And so to me, going straight up zero would be like that's violating the contract of what this is. Now, you could make a case that in Minnesota, because there is no server and their wage, there is no tip credit, that in Minnesota, servers are making a minimum wage, so maybe the contract is not the same. I don't know. I just don't think that.
So if you're not willing to go to zero, then
how low?
What is your floor?
10% would be the lowest tip I would give. Yeah.
And would you leave a note on the ticket saying, this is why?
Is that better or worse? I don't know.
Depends on the note, I would imagine.
I don't know.
But to your question, because like you were asking Linda.
I feel like you should... Boy, wouldn't that be something? Like if you force people to have a conversation. I don't know. Like I think it's crazy to give a zero tip. It's crazy.
I think you've probably put more thought into that than most people do.
One texter saying a non-tip from me comes specifically on a waitress's attitude, not like if they're not.
What about a waiter?
Not on bad service. It doesn't matter how bad the service is. If they're at least trying, then they get a tip. I believe in giving them more than 20. Oh, that's a different person. I believe in giving them more than 20% if they do a great job. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I would just say, like, for people who sort of get off on the power trip of the, I'm going to punish someone for bad service, I would recommend recalibrating your life to experiencing the joy of rewarding a really nice experience.
I think therapy is widely available at this point.
I think that's what a lot of people are doing with the tip. Yeah. It's a power trip.
Oh, sure.
It's not really about...
And I'm not saying this is pervasive.
And I don't like the system, don't get me wrong,
right.
But like...
And there are people out there that we both know that are just plain cheapskates. And if they have an excuse to save themselves a dollar or $1.50, they'll take it.
Yeah. I think that's right. 51% think it's okay to give no tip. Mm. Amazing. 450, back in just a minute here on Drive Time.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.